Live. Let's get back on the markets after the jobs report miss. And welcome in Principal Global Investors Chief Strategist Seema Shah. Seema, always good to see you here. I would say the market is a bit confused on how to take this headline jobs miss on that report. How are you taking here in the early going?
Hi, thanks for having me on. Look, there's no doubt this is a big miss. And it's a big miss in a month that was really important because we do know that the Fed has been looking at the August report. We'll also look at the September report, of course, to see that there is proof that you're seeing that labor market recovery that they're expecting. I think maybe one of the most worrisome parts of it is that the participation rate didn't increase. So this is telling us that labor supply is continuing to struggle. In terms of the market response, I think it's interesting. I think what's happening is we're seeing the market pushing back the date of taper, pushing back the date of the first rate hike. And as a result, you're seeing a bit of a rally in equity markets.
Seema, I guess, how much weight do you expect the Fed to put into this jobs report? Because there's a lot of factors that aren't included in this. And of course, a big question for the market at this point on the heels of this miss is what this means for the Fed just in terms of the taper timeline. I guess, how much does this report in particular matter to that timeline?
I think it matters quite significantly. You know, when we heard from Powell last week, they were assuming that the next couple of employment reports would be strong enough to enable them to announce tapering this year. And there have been a lot of speculation that potentially we could see that announcement in the September FOMC meeting. And I think today's data has certainly taken that off the table, pushed it back out to November. And of course, if we don't see a really strong number in the September report, then we're looking at maybe even beginning of 2022, which certainly has been our expectation for a while.
Seema, we had this discussion early on with several guests, and I'll put this question to you. Just based on what we saw in the jobs report and leisure hospitality, zero net job creation, the headline miss, is this an economy that now needs a new round of fiscal stimulus?
Well, I think we have to be careful here because what we think could be happening in August is that Delta effect. And specifically, you know, in the leisure, hospitality, those high contact sectors, those are the ones that are struggling most. And that's exactly what you would expect when you do have the kind of COVID outbreak that the US is going through. So it might be that, you know, assuming things are starting to peak out in the US, that September we have a slightly stronger number, in which case you don't necessarily need that fiscal stimulus. And I think that the government's going to be a little bit cautious to introduce anything else until they have a lot more evidence.
Seema, the leisure and hospitality sector showed zero net job gains during this past month, the month of August. I guess, how are you looking at the reopening sector right now? Because ahead of the Delta variant, some market watchers were calling for saying now this is the time to jump in on some of these plays. Certainly, some of them have been under pressure as a result of this. So what's your current read just on what we could expect to see from that sector over the next couple of months?
Right. And I mean, I think you're right in terms of highlighting the hospitality sector, because that has been driving the job gains in recent months. Well, look, I think Q2 was always going to be the peak for the US in terms of that reopening. And actually, Q3 is when you start to lose a little bit of that momentum because so much of that reopening was behind us. But we did expect it to be stronger than what we're seeing. And I think the reason it's been weaker is because of the Delta variant and spreading across the US so quickly. You know, we just have to see, unfortunately, how this one evolves. Hopefully, if it can be pushed back, if you can get vaccination rates up higher, similar to what we've seen in Europe, then things can restart again. And you will see that reopening trade maybe seeing a little bit of a boost again in September if things start to settle down.
Seema, I know you were closely watching the bond market and treasuries into this report. And really, this week, one of the headlines that caught my attention is Bill Gross, former PIMCO leader, saying bonds are essentially trash. His words, not mine. What are your thoughts on the bond market?
Yeah, if, you know, we have held in this view for a while that Treasury yields are going to go higher. Certainly, the forecast for the end of year has come down from where it was just 3 or 4 months ago. So more like a 1.6% level. And the reason we're expecting yields to rise over the coming months is that, yes, look, this number is disappointing. But generally speaking, the growth outlook for the U.S. is still strong. Not as strong as what we saw in the first half, but it's still strong. We do think the Fed will look to taper maybe a couple of months later than maybe the market was expecting, but it's going to taper. And once you're taking out one of the biggest buyers from the market, that certainly has to put upward pressure on yields. So we are sticking to that view. But of course, definitely less than what we were expecting just 3 or 4 months ago.
Seema, how would you argue that investors should be positioned right now? I mean, given the fact that we are in September, it's normally a pretty weak month here for stocks. Is there still a case to be made for risk on positioning, or is now the time to take some of that risk off the table?
Oh, no, we definitely still think it's risk on. You know, if you just look at the earnings season from Q2, a bumper season, we would expect companies to continue performing well, albeit not as strong. This is a time to continue to be risk on. In terms of within the positioning sector, you know, we do think cyclicals have got some room to move, assuming that COVID does settle back down again in September. But more than that is really, I think there's still a need for that secular trade of big tech. You know, we've talked about this time and time again. If you have any concerns about the growth outlook, which inevitably we do, given the pandemic, it makes sense to have some of those more defensive sectors. And with big tech, you get companies which are strong balance sheet, strong cash flow, and they continue to do well, even when the backdrop gets a little bit more murky, as we've been seeing in the last few months.
But Seema, for those who are a little bit, they're going to be concerned after this jobs report and the miss and what it might mean to the economy moving forward. If one is concerned that this is the report that might ruin the rally we have seen during the summer, does a rotation into crypto assets, does that make sense? And is that the right move?
Well, I think the thing with the crypto assets is that we are starting to see a bit of a correlation with risk on. So days which are risk on, you tend to see those cryptocurrencies doing better. I mean, it's not very clear, of course, but there's a thin correlation there. So if you have got concerns about the Delta variant, about what's going on in the labor market, cryptocurrency probably isn't the best place to be focusing on. I think your more standard parts of the asset market within fixed income, within equities, still provide a lot of opportunity there, and you could continue to do well.
Seema, how much do you think some of these challenges that you've laid out, just in terms of the Delta variant, the unknown, just in terms of Fed policy, how much of that has already been priced into the market at this point?
Well, that's interesting, because I think one of the reasons you're seeing quite a muted reaction from the equity market is the equity market is already pricing in a taper at some point within the next few months. The timing isn't that important. They want to know what the details are. So I think a lot of this is priced in. I think with the Delta variant, some of the concerns have started to lift in the last few days with signs that maybe the numbers are starting to peak. So I do think that going into September, things should look a little bit brighter. But of course, there'll be question marks over the specific timing for Fed action.
Seema Shah, always great to get your perspective. Chief Strategist with Principal Global Investors. Thanks so much for taking the time.